if I hadn't have been in that hospital, if I hadn't have been praising Him and thanking Him and rejoicing continuously because He had put me there. No, did I like what had happened to me and my family? Oh, no. I mean, that's not the way I would have done it. But God, He's not like me. He doesn't do things my way. He does things His way. So that's why He told us to thank Him. In everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. It's difficult, isn't it? When something's going wrong, or one of your children are going wrong, or one of them's rotten to the core, it's hard to say, Lord, I want to thank You for this son. I know You're going to use this boy mightily for Your kingdom. When you really want to say, he's a rotten, no good, nothing. Because that's the truth. But that ain't what you want to say. You want to thank God for that boy or that girl, whatever it is, that child. And I thank You, Lord, that You're going to make a great man of God out of that young man because he's my son. You said I could ask for anything. So we don't ever confess what we see, do we? We confess what we want in the name of Jesus. And in the process, we go saying, thank You, Lord. I mean, thank You, Lord, for saving this boy. Thank You, Lord, for changing his life forever. Because if You leave them on their own, I don't care whose kids they are, they'll all turn out rotten. They take training to become children of God, and it takes the right confession from mothers and fathers to get their children to be wonderful, awesome men and women of God. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In other words, if somebody says, I wished I knew what the will of God was for me. Have you ever heard somebody say that? I don't know what the will of God is for me. Well, now you know what it is, don't you? What are they supposed to do? Give thanks, right? Somebody said, well, I just don't know what the will of God is for me. Tell them, hey, start praising the Lord and start thanking Him. Lord, I thank You. I thank You for everything. I thank You for my salvation. I thank You for my healing. I thank You, Lord. Is that the will of God, right? Thank You, Lord. Praise the Lord. Don't forget, pray without ceasing and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 19 and 20. Quench not the Spirit. Now then, let's just think about this. What if I was your provider? What if I had $1 million in the bank and I was your provider? If you knew I was going to be your provider and I was going to take care of you every day of your life, would you do everything in your power to try to make me happy? And my wife immediately said, yes. What if you knew somebody that you were a provider for them and they were working for you and all of a sudden they just quit doing anything right? They just done everything and they called you the old blankety blank man and everything else just really were nasty to you. What might you do? Would you might continue to be their provider or might you cut them off? Instead of giving them a little extra bonus next week for calling you the blankety blank old man, you might cut that much, right? If he's the Spirit of God and we cause him to be quenched, what's going to happen to the power that's coming to us? You going to get your prayers answered? Oh, no, no. So it's not a big deal, you know. If God don't answer your prayer, still everything's going to happen just the same, right? Oh, you don't think so. You don't think so at all. In other words, if God don't answer your prayer, what are you going to get? Oh, my goodness. Now, I don't want to be cut off from God, do you? No, because if we quench the Spirit and he stops answering our prayer, we're in big trouble. You ain't going to get no prayers answered, are you? So he says, when he says, quench not the Spirit, I suggest that you continue to do those things up above. Rejoice, praise the Lord, pray without ceasing, all give thanks in all things, because this will never quench the Holy Spirit. This will make him active and work for you. And that's what we want, isn't it? Because when I was in that hospital down there 10 years ago, if I hadn't have been pleasing God, how many of those 9 children that I prayed for got well would have got well? None of them. Not one single one of them. And I'll tell you, if Caitlin and Kelly hadn't had supernatural healings and people saw them getting well, nobody else would have asked me to pray, right? I mean, you don't ask a man to come pray that he prayed for his granddaughter and she died, right? No, if she died, if he can't get his prayer answered for her, why bother the man, right, Betty? Ain't use bothering that guy. But if that guy's praying for children and everyone he's praying for is getting healed, hey, let's go, let's go get him. And that's what was happening. And God was using me in that hospital in a mighty way. But I was doing all the things he told me to do. I was praising him. I was rejoicing. How many of y'all have any idea how many children Cheryl bought Christmas for last year? Over 1,000. Well, this prayer and fasting that all of y'all have been doing, all of us, over the last 40 days, there's no two ways in my heart that Cheryl went from 1,000 children last year to this year over 2,000 children. Now, something did that. This was not something that Cheryl did by herself. This was something that the body of Christ did. I mean, she just happened to be the instrument that goes out and does the shopping. Now, why did all those things happen just like they did? What did we do different? We prayed and fasted. And because of those praying and fasting, the Spirit was not quenched. He was loosed among this group to do whatever he wanted to do. And that's what he's doing. Isn't that awesome that all these families are going to be blessed because of your prayers? I really think that's kind of what God wants us to do. You know that? I think he wants us to praise him. 21 and 22, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Prove all things. Now, abstain from all appearance of evil. Now, think about that. These are things we have to do if we want to quench not the Spirit. We want to make sure that we abstain from all forms of evil. Now then, I can remember the night that Cheryl, I asked her if she would like to work for me, and she said she would. I told her, I said, well, you drive your car, I will drive mine, and I will go down to a little restaurant. You follow me, and I'll buy you a cup of tea, and we'll talk about this, you working for me. I wouldn't let her ride in my car, and I wouldn't ride with her in her car. Because if the wrong people see you, they think, you know, I wonder what Thurman's doing with that single woman, especially at 11 o'clock at night. And then if we'd have went down and had a cup of tea and talked till 12 or 1 in the morning, and we'd have walked out of that restaurant and got in the car and drive back up, and we come up to the church, and there's my car, and we was driving hers, and I got out at 1 o'clock in the morning, and she's a single woman, that some people think bad things about me, right, Betty? That's right. That's the way the world works. So when the Lord says, abstain from all appearances of evil, that's what we should do. We should completely abstain from anything that even looks evil. In fact, we saw a great movie the other night, Courageous. Yeah, there was a man that was out of a job, and how he got this job in this warehouse, and he was working there, and they wanted him to be a manager of a dock or something. And so he was happy because there's going to be an increase in pay. But the owner of the company says, but there is 17 crates that comes in on Friday. We want you to only count 16. He said, sir. He said, you know, no questions be asked. You just make sure every time 17 crates comes in, you only count 16. So he goes home, and his wife, they're talking about, and he don't know what to do. And he says, sir, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But I can't do that. That's dishonest. And he thought, well, I'm not going to get the job because the man that owns it and his manager, they're the one asking me to do this. He said, I'm sorry, sir. I cannot do that. That's dishonest. If there's 17 crates come in, I got to count 17. Otherwise, he said, I can't do the job for you. And the manager said, the owner said, you're the first one of six that's turned me down. All the other six said they would do it. But he said, you're the first honest man. Said, you get the job. And there'll be a nice pay boost to go with it. Somebody said, God would never put us to the test like that. Oh, yes, he will. He will put you to the test to find out if you're going to abstain from all evil, right? And of course, when we're put to the test like that, if we pass the test, God will bless our socks off, won't he? And the thing about it is, if when you are put to the test like that in the world, don't ever hesitate to tell them, just like I didn't. I'm a Christian. I don't do things like that. Christians don't do things like that. You know, maybe the world, they might do that for you, but not me. I'm a man of God. I walk with Jesus Christ. He's my boss. And you can better believe if 17 crates come in out there, Buster, I'm going to count 17. But I ain't going to leave none out or ain't going to add to it. I am a man of integrity. Is that the way we should be? That's why the Lord told us to abstain from all appearances of evil. There is some out there in the church that don't abstain from evil. You know that? There's a lot of them. 23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, how would you like to step into the kingdom of God someday at the end of your life? And that verse was true for you. In your spirit, your soul, and your body, you were absolutely blameless before the Lord. You were because you had accepted him as Lord and Savior, and the blood had washed you, and then your works had agreed with that, and when you stepped in, there was not anything but crowns and glory for you when you got home. Is that the way we want to be? Absolutely, that's where we want to be. Okay, now then, let's go to 2 Samuel chapter 22, verses 47 through 50, where the Lord told us to thank him in the King James Bible. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of the rock of my salvation. It is God that avenges me and that bringeth down the people under me. Now, is that our God? Yes, he does all those things. Let's see what he says in 49 and 50. And that bringeth me forth from mine enemies, thou also hast lifted me up on high above them that rose up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Wow. I mean, it just gets better. Then he says, therefore, since you've done all these things for me, Lord, therefore, I will give thanks unto you, O God. How many of us, those first three verses, has he done those things for us? Over and over, right? Over and over. And you know, sometimes all we do is grumble. We try never to grumble, you know, because we know the consequences of grumbling. It quenches the spirit. God hates it when we as his children grumble after he has delivered us. Therefore, since you've done all these things for me, Lord, I will give thanks unto you, O Lord, among the heathen. Are we among the heathen? Oh yeah, we're among them. We're all out there in them. And I will sing praises unto your name. Do you have to be a good singer to sing praises to the Lord? No. He's the one who made your voice, so he loves it. He loves it. You can sing praises to him. And when I used to bale hay off this 47 acres out here, and I'd go out there and I'd fork up one of them big old 1,500 round bales of hay. And on the way out there, I'd have the tractor, you know, I'd be roaring down through there. And I'm praising the Lord, singing to the top of my lungs. And several times I'd think, you know, Lord, I don't know if anybody likes my singing or not, but I know you like it, but ain't nobody can hear me for this muffler. But you can hear me. So I'm just going to praise you and worship you. And I just love praising and worshiping the Lord. Do you think it makes God happy for us to praise him and worship him? We know it does. He loves it. Just like this 2 Samuel said here, therefore I will give thanks unto thee, O God, among the heathen. He's done so many wonderful things for us. We ought to be praising and worshiping the Lord, right?
You've been listening to Thurman Scrivner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Thanksgiving with Hands Held High, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.